So my name is Madeline with Hollywood News Source, and I just want to say congrats on Sundogs. It was a really awesome, meaningful movie. So my first question is,
thank you.
No problem. What first drew you to this movie and to the script?
There were so many things that drew me to it. Obviously, it's always exciting when you find a great piece of material, because it's so hard to find great stuff. But I think mostly it was just such great characters. There were these beautiful characters, and I also really love the overriding message, this idea that, that sometimes we don't realize the impact that we make in each other's lives on a daily basis, and that sometimes it's the smallest things that can make the biggest difference. And I felt like it was just a very subtle, fun that's on and also overriding.
And then, sorry, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Okay, sorry.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, it was just cut out at, the end a little bit.
Where did you lose me?
Just, the last 2 seconds.
And I was basically just saying that, I love that, that these characters each other's lives in some subtlest ways, but that you get to go on this sort of fun adventure with all of them in this story and ultimately realize that we can sometimes make the biggest difference doing the simplest thing.
For sure. And then, of course, it touched on having people having a purpose in life and realizing that pursuing your dreams are possible and it's never too late to pursue those dreams. So what's some advice for those pursuing a career, specifically either in the arts, whether it be directing, acting, or writing? What would be your advice to those people?
The advice I think I can give is just to do your best to make things. You know, we're in a time in the world now where with digital technology, we have the ability to create projects and put our voices in the world in a totally different way than ever before. And so instead of waiting for someone to give you an opportunity, I just encourage people to make the movie they want to make or write the script they want to write. You know, if you want to make the film on your iPhone, do it. You know, it's one of those things where whatever way you can possibly speak your voice in the world and develop it and discover what it is that you really want to say, to do everything in your power to actually pursue doing those things.
And then can you talk a bit about your transition from acting to directing? You did a off-Broadway play this year with Matthew Perry, and then, of course, or last year, and then your end of Once Upon a Time. So what has been that transition like from one end of the spectrum to the other?
I don't know so much of it. It's one of those things that it's not so much a transition, I guess, as much as just incorporating directing into my life as well. I will always be acting as well. I'm not going to stop acting. I definitely am very passionate about directing, and I feel like I have stories I really want to tell, and there's projects that I'm really passionate about being a part of. So it's now about finding the balance between finding opportunities to work as an actor, but also making sure that I'm making the time to direct the projects that I want to direct. And some of that is just, it's different relationships in the business. It's kind of trying to balance a lot. You know, some days I'm reading 5-6 scripts, and half of them are to consider as an actor and half of them are to consider as a director. So I think the transition is mostly just kind of keeping up with both sides of the career and trying to make sure that I'm giving both sides attention.
And has directing been something that you've always wanted to do, or was it just kind of once you got into the business, you kind of really started thinking about directing your own movies and the like?
You know, I think it was from early on, because I started directing theater when I was in high school, and then directed some theater when I was in college, and I actually directed a couple small productions of theater in Los Angeles here. So I already had that bug to work with actors and tell the story and kind of dive in there from a theater side. And then as I worked more and more in film and television, I was just on so many sets and around so many people that were so good at what they do. I was able to ask questions of people and, you know, talk to the DPs that I worked with and talk to the grip and the best boy and, you know, all these different people that were around me all the time and start to understand all the technical things that were going on. And I just realized I was really interested in figuring all that out. So I started diving into studying the technical side of film much more, a few years ago, and then the combination of having directed some theater, having worked so much as an actor, and also starting to study all the technical sides of the directing stuff, it kind of all added up to starting to direct as a filmmaker.
And then going back to Sundogs, there's a wide array of personalities in the characters. Is there one that you specifically relate to?
Honestly, I always said this. I think even like an early director statement or something, I was like, I think they're all a little bit of me. You know, it's like you added them all up. Then you add up to me. It's like I definitely related to all of them in different ways, and I felt like and maybe that's partly what drew me to the script in the first place, is that I could really see bits of myself in all three characters. I related to them in different ways. So I couldn't say that one or another I felt more strongly about. Obviously, Ned is the lead of the story, and I do identify with his feeling like an outsider and really wanting to find purpose and make a difference in the world. And I think that's something that even from the time I was a very little girl, I did always want to make a difference in the world, and I did always want to try to fit in, and I didn't always fit in. And so even though it was for different reasons, I did feel like I was on the outside looking in a lot as a kid. And I definitely identified with that part of Ned. So maybe a little bit more with him, but there was stuff in each character that I felt connected to.
Yeah, they're all such relatable characters, that's really what I loved about the whole movie, is that you could relate to all of them, and it was so beautifully well done throughout.
Oh, thank you.
And so
thank you so much. That's so nice to hear. I mean, that's the goal, you know? It's like, I definitely want people to go see the film and feel like they can see themselves in it, or that they relate to these characters and that it means something to them. So that's so nice to hear.
Yeah, I loved it. And then you played, kind of moving away from Sundogs just a little bit, you played Emma Swan for 6 years. Is there anything you've gleaned from her that you've maybe adapted to your real life?
You know, it's funny because people ask me this, and I don't know that I can pinpoint any one thing, but I do feel like a lot of the things that she was going through and journeying through across the 6 years reflected some of the journeys I was going through. And I think that the writers did a great job of intuiting that not just me, but all of the actors were kind of like going through certain journeys in their lives. And I think you can sort of see that play out in the characters. And I definitely feel like there were things about, you know, Emma started that show very guarded and feeling like she didn't belong anywhere. And, you know, once again, it's that outsider story, and I definitely tend to gravitate to that story. And so, you know, she had to work really hard to, like, let her walls down and get close to her family and let herself be loved again and find love again and all those things. And so I wouldn't say that it was necessarily as extreme of a journey in my own life, but there were definitely elements of that that I related to and I felt, like, impacted me along the way.
Yeah, she was you played her so well. I was a big fan. I'm a big fan of that show, so I really love.
Oh, thank you.
And just, like, the portrayal of, like, even Emma compared to, like, Ned, there's a lot of similarities between them that I kind of, like, grasped from watching the film. So I thought that was really unique that kind of lined up. And then my final question, if you can you tell us anything about your upcoming projects, whether it be directing, acting, maybe you're getting to writing? Is there anything that you can divulge to listeners or readers?
Sure. Yeah. The film Backroads that I'm in is going to premiere at the Tribeca Film Festival. And Fable, which is a digital pilot that I directed for Refinery 29, is going to also premiere at the Tribeca Film Festival. And Superfly, which I'm in as an actor, is going to release, I think it's like June 12th or something. It's coming out pretty quickly, so it's coming out this summer. And I am writing a project right now. I don't know if that will be the next project for sure. It just depends on the timing of things. And that's mostly just because, I do have a couple things that are in development that, you know, aren't for sure. So they're not things that I can say, like, this is definitely happening, but everything's moving in the right direction to say that I, you know, in the next year, I will definitely be directing another project.
Awesome. And then kind of a sub question to that. Have you ever thought about writing your own book or your own novel, or are you just strictly sticking to the more television movie script writing?
I would love to write a novel. I hope that I have a novel in me. I just would need to figure out how to carve out that time in my life to really to really dedicate myself to that. You know, right now I've been spread so thin trying to keep up with everything, both as an actor and as a director and as a producer, and it's, you know, more than a full-time job to keep up with all that. I would really need to, like, look at a certain time in my life and say, I am committing to saying no to all these other things just so that I could focus on this. So it is a dream of mine, and I have no idea if I will ever realize that dream, but hopefully I will figure out how to put that in motion one day.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for your time. And like I said, I love the movie, and I can't wait for other people to see it as well. And just,
oh, thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you so much for your time, and good luck with your future projects. I hope to see some of them soon.
Thank you.
Thanks.